This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
This is Orange Ribbon, Joy 94.9's multicultural show with Mark and Hugh. Orange Ribbon represents peace and understanding in our multicultural GLBTIQ community. If you have any comments on the program or would like to ask questions, you can contact us in the following ways. Facebook at Orange Ribbon on Joy 949, SMS 0427 Joy 949, and email onair@joy.org.au.
On today's show, we have our guest who's called Jason, who comes from Malaysia. Jason will be talking about what his life was like in Malaysia, coming out to his family and friends, and coming to Australia at a very young age to study, but eventually settled here. So stay tuned on Orange Ribbon on Joy 94.9. Joy 94.9, this is Orange Ribbon with Mark and Hugh, and our guest today is Jason. But before we go to Jason...
Yeah, we've got a bit of a special week for Joy this week, isn't it? So
it
was, not only was it World AIDS Day on Thursday, it was also our 18th birthday.
It was. And all this week, you can sign up to become a member or buy a membership for a gift for someone. Now, you can win one of four Weber barbecue, baby Q barbecues, each with a stunning full-colour barbecue cookbook for Christmas, thanks to Joy sponsor Barbecue Plus, Melbourne's leading specialist in barbecue retailer. Now, for every person who signs up over the 7 days of Christmas fun, you'll receive either a Plain Jane and Plain Jim travel pack or a beautiful chocolate gift from Melbourne's famous Sweet As stores. You're the one-stop shop for everything this Christmas. This is your chance not only to win, but you also keep the airways full of Joy this Christmas. So give us a call. Call Joy now on 1300. Joy 949 and sign up today and make Mark and I very happy.
Come yeah, on. And Mason's up there waiting to take your calls on that. So Joy is fully sort of funded by our volunteers, by our members, and we're all volunteers here, or mostly volunteers here, so we need those memberships.
Yep. Now, if you're under 18, it will only cost you $22.
That's for a whole year as well.
Yep. Concession is $36, full membership $72. Family membership, $96, and for all the businesses out there, $165 gets your business to be a member of Joy.
And you get a little early Christmas gift and a chance to win the Weber BBQ as well.
So, and even if you don't win the barbecue, you can still get chocolates or a travel pack.
Yeah, and you can always re-gift those as well. So that's always another gift to give.
Everyone's a winner, as they say.
Indeed.
Now, let's go to Jason, who's our guest today. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you, Hugh. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Now, Jason, I've already told everyone that you come from Malaysia, so tell us exactly where in Malaysia you come from.
Okay, I'm from PJ, which is a small town in Malaysia. It's about maybe 20 minutes from the main city, which is KL.
Right.
And I don't know if everyone knows about Malaysia, but it's a little tropical country attached to Singapore. It's got great weather, great place to shop.
And what about where you come from? You said it's 20 minutes from KL?
Yeah, that's right.
So how big is it?
It's probably about... it's not that big. It's probably about the size of Melbourne City.
Right.
Yeah.
So is that Putrajaya? When you say PJ?
No, it's Petaling Jaya.
Oh, Petaling Jaya.
Yeah. Putrajaya is like... probably about an hour away. Okay, it's like the main capital city or something.
Yeah, I was wondering if it's the same one.
So... your education, was it in your home city or did you go to KL for education?
Oh, it was in my home city. It was just a school down the road. It wasn't very far.
Okay. And what type of family do you come from? Religious or?
I would say moderately religious because Like, my parents went to church and everything, and, you know, we would go with them, but it wasn't, like, enforced on us. Like,
because you've got an, correct me if I'm wrong, but you've got an Indian background?
Yeah, that's right.
So, what religion did you...
Well, we were Protestant.
So, how do you become Protestant if you've got the Indian background in Malaysia?
I have no idea. You know, I try to figure it out myself, but I think my parents just picked up religion somewhere along the way and passed it on to us.
Passed it on. Okay. So, tell us a little bit about your schooling. You know, what type of schools do they have in Malaysia?
Well, we've got international schools, we've got private schools, public schools, religious type schools, but I went to a public school, which was non-religious type, but yeah, it was good. You know, it was a really good environment, very multicultural environment. I'm still in touch with a lot of my high school friends, actually, even though it was 9 years ago. So.
Yeah, and being from Indian descent, would there be a mix of cultures in the school? So,
oh yeah, definitely. Malaysia is a multicultural country. It's we've got, you know, Indian, Chinese, Malays. Yeah, so it was a mixed school. Yeah,
what's a prominent race in Malaysia, Chinese or Indian?
Malay. The Malays, yeah, because it's the Indians are actually a minority race.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you ever feel you were part of a minority race?
When I was growing up, not necessarily. No, actually, because, you know, I didn't know any different. So it was all, we were all the same, really.
Yeah. In Malaysia, do they discriminate, the different races, do they discriminate against each other or...
Not to an extent, I would say maybe quite, you know, it's not a very big discrimination thing going on there, but in little things, like certain things that were, you know, because we had this policy that was, when you go into university, that was like a quota system.
Right.
So, you know, most of the, like public university in Malaysia, a lot of the spaces are allocated to, the Muslims first, the Malays first, and then whatever quota that's left over, then, you know, all the other races get into it that way.
So in a way you are discriminated against a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
What did you think about this?
You know what, at the time I didn't really think about it too much because I'd always thought to myself, oh, you know, I finished high school and probably I want to get out of here. I want to go, you know, travel a bit and study somewhere else, so...
So it didn't really matter.
When you know you're not going to have to deal with it, usually you don't really think too much about it. Yeah. But then later on, like, you know, now that I'm a bit older and I'm a bit more aware of the issues and I've done a bit of reading on it, now I actually, when I'm not there, I actually feel a little bit more discriminated.
Okay. This is Orange Ribbon on Joy 94.9. We'll come back to Jason's story very soon.
Orange Ribbon on Joy 94.9. And that was the wonderful Joni Mitchell. And what was the song called, Hugh?
Clouds.
Clouds, beautiful. Hey, I feel all relaxed and mellow now.
Yeah, I love that song, actually. It's beautiful, isn't it? I listen to it quite a lot.
Yeah.
And but I didn't pick that song. Jason picked this song, but it's a secret why he picked it.
He said that's a whole another story, so we'll do that next time.
Yeah. He's sitting here just smiling, and he's not going to tell us, but never mind.
But a beautiful song, nonetheless.
Yeah. Now, our guest today is Jason. He's from Malaysia. He is from an Indian background. And we were talking about where you come from, Jason, and the type of school. And you mentioned at university, Malays get first choice, then the other ethnic people, they all sort of get. What about when you decided you were gay? How did that affect you, your life?
It didn't really affect my life in a huge way, you know, like I always sort of knew. So, you know, I just carried on living, I guess. And I guess it only affected my life in terms when I decided to, you know, tell my family about it.
Mm.
But by then I was over here and my family were, you know, 5 hours away in a different country. So.
But what's it like being gay in Malaysia?
In Malaysia? Okay. So it's a very underground scene. You know, you have the usual, like, everyone thinks all the gay people are, you know, the hairdressers and the occasional odd host on television. But, you know, you don't really, like, talk about it. So, for me, like, I felt very indifferent about it. You know, occasionally, you know, people would ask me and I'd just be quite open about it. But then, you know, you know when to lie about it, I guess. Like, you know when to say no. Like, if you were somewhere religious, like at church, or, you know, with friends who are really religious, like, and you know that they wouldn't approve of it, or...
So how old were you when you first realized you were gay?
Oh, probably quite young, probably about 5.
Really?
Yeah.
And did that come out at all in that, if it was that young, that you probably would have been innocent enough not to know to hide it, sort of thing? So,
yeah, I probably, you know, spent a good 10 years hiding it while I was still in primary school and in high school. Like, you know, people would ask me, I'd be like, no, no, I'm not gay. But, you know, once you get to a certain age, I think I came out to two of my close friends in Malaysia when I was 17. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yeah, we're just waiting for you to say you were gay, actually. So.
It's funny how other people always say, oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, especially people who are close to you, you know. And it was really good because, you know, they were really good about it. They weren't like, you know, oh, you're gay, we're not going to be friends with you kind of thing. So,
what about at school? Were you sporty at school?
No, not at all, actually. I was a bit of a geek, actually. I was in the swimming club, if that counts as sport, but we didn't really do much swimming. We just hang out.
You didn't do much swimming. That was a good swimming club.
So is there a reason you were at the swimming club? Was that so you can see the speedos?
Oh, no. It was shorts at the time, but there were no speedos involved. No, I think all my friends were in the swimming club, so I was like, okay, I'll join the swimming club. So I still can't swim very well. So it wasn't a very effective club.
So what did you get involved in school?
I was involved in the school magazine, which pretty much, you know, I spent all my time putting together, like, articles. I would photograph all the school events. I just enjoyed it so much, being on the editorial team. And in a way, sort of, like, shaped what I wanted to do later in life as well.
Mm.
Like, what else did I get into? I was a prefect.
So you were a bit of a geek.
I was much a bit.
Were you
of a
in
geek.
The library all the time?
I was actually a librarian at one point. But you know, I had a great time. I don't know what school like is over here, but in Malaysia, it's, you know, everyone was friends with everybody. There wasn't like a very big, you know, like social gap. There wasn't like the jocks and the popular girls. Like, you know, we were all just one big happy family, really.
Yeah. And so, and there was no elements of homophobia in school, like kids call each other gay and
yeah, you know, like, there was a little bit, but I think being a bit younger as well, I think my generation people were a little bit more open to it. Mm-hmm. So I think it was coming to the stage where being gay was actually cool.
Mm-hmm. Being gay was cool.
Yeah.
Always has been.
Well, I funny story, actually. I was in South Melbourne the other day, and there was this guy getting a coffee, and he had a shirt that said, gay is the new black. So
that's oh, well, cool. you both count, Sarah.
Yeah.
I have to say that Jason is Indian background, so he's a fairly dark color, to say the least. Now, in Malaysia, coming out to people, how easy is it?
I guess it would depend on your social situation, you know. Like, my family's pretty open, my group of friends were pretty open, you know. I think I had a friend who was from quite a religious family, and, you know, to him it was a big no-no coming out. Like, his family would disown him and no one would approve. He'd probably lose his job. So I guess in a way it really depends where you are, you know, like, and what kind of social situation you're in. For me, it would have been easy, but I don't think it would have been easy for a lot of people, actually. So, and I think a lot of more religious people just tend to be a bit more discreet about it.
Right. Okay. We'll come back to Jason's story after these. Joy 94.9, this is On Tribune with Hugh and Mark. And our guest today is Jason. And the song you've just been listening to is Susan Boyle, You Have to Be There. And I think it's a good song. What do you think, Mark?
It's from a musical, isn't it?
Yes, the two guys from ABBA wrote a musical, and it's been translated. This song's actually been translated into English, so she could record it.
Oh,
so,
really?
There you go. Amazing. But Mark's got some information for us.
I have. It's about Joy's super sizzling Christmas drive. All this week, Joy is giving you the chance to win one of four Weber barbecues for Christmas. Become a new member, renew your membership, or even better, give a Christmas membership to someone you love, and we'll put you into the draw to win one of four Weber BBQ barbecues, each with a stunning full-colour barbecue cookbook for Christmas. Thanks to Joy's sponsor, BBQs Plus, Melbourne's leading specialist BBQ retailer. Joining the BBQ fun today and help keep your favourite station on air. We have a flaming hot team of presenters, dripping with talent, the scorching hot tunes during the day, and the most electrifying shows throughout the week. You can help Joy remain strong during the summer months by becoming a Joy member today. For every person who signs up over 7 days of Christmas fun, you'll not only go into the draw to win one of these amazing barbecues, but you'll also receive a Plain Jane or Plain Jim travel pack, or a beautiful chocolate gift from Melbourne's famous Sweet As stores. Sweet As, your only stop shop for every sweet this Christmas. The Weber BBQ winners will be announced on air during one of our fabulous drive programs. To find out more, check out www.bbqsplus.com.
Wow.
Phew, certainly got through all of that.
I don't think you took a breath during that.
Yes, but a good cause.
Yeah, so get on the phones. Come
we
on.
Do. We need Mason to be busy out
Give
there.
Give us a number again, Mark.
1-300-JOY-949.
Okay, and it's only $72 for an individual.
It is indeed.
Membership. Concession, $36. And if you're under 18, you can get it for $22. So get on the phone. Become a member. It is Christmas coming up. You don't. If you're already a member, buy a membership for one of your family or friends.
That's a good idea. And then, of course, this is just the latest thing. You, as a member, you can join into all the prize draws we have that's throughout the year, and you more than make up for your outlay. Free CDs and things like that.
You do. But let's get back to our guest, Jason, who is Malaysian, Indian background, Malaysian. But Jason, let's talk about when you came to Australia. How old were you?
I was 18, actually. I think a month or two after I arrived, I had my 19th birthday at the student village at Murdoch University. That was fun.
18's quite young to come to another country on your own, is it?
Yeah, you know, and I was thinking about it on my way here. And in hindsight, you know, back in 6-7 years ago, I
Oops,
thought
you gave it away.
I thought that, you know, I was an adult, and I thought, wow, you know, I'm ready for this, and I'm all grown up. But now I think, wow, I was a child.
Yeah. How did you feel leaving Malaysia and coming to Australia and leaving all your family behind?
I was really sad. You know, at the time when I left, like, I think once you when I left high school, you know, I was already to start studying and start working and everything. And then it had come time to, you know, do my second year at uni. And I was thinking, oh, I'm starting to have fun in Malaysia now and I have to leave. So I was sad.
So what was the driver to bring you to Australia?
To study, because I started doing my degree program in Malaysia. And then the second and third and fourth year was at Murdoch University. So it was like a twinning program. Mm-hmm. So I knew eventually I'd have to go over to Perth to study.
Mm-hmm. Why Perth? Why not one of the big cities?
It's just that the university was there. And it's also, it's only 5 hours away from, it's 6 hours away from Malaysia, so I was still quite close to home.
Mm. Compared with Malaysia, how did you settle down in Perth? Because it's quite small, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, when I first got off the plane and I was in the bus, I think, on the way to the university, I was thinking to myself, wow, what have I done? You know, it just felt like I was in the desert. And, you know, and then I went into the city and everything. And compared to KL City, it's quite a, like, a small town. But then, you know, once you start living there and you know, wow, there's no congestion. The air is so clean.
There's no
traffic.
People.
Hugh, there's people in Perth. Okay. There's a lot of people. Yeah.
How did you find building up a social network there?
In the beginning, it wasn't hard at all, actually, because a lot of my classmates had come over as well. So I had all my friends with me over there, all my classmates. Mm-hmm. And then once you start going to uni, you make friends with your new classmates and people on the student village. So it's rather easy, actually.
And were you out in university?
Yes, I was. I was probably the only gay in the village, in the student village. Then I made another gay friend who's in Adelaide right now. And then, yeah, it just took off from there.
So tell us a little bit about what, after you finished your studies, did you go back to Malaysia or did you stay in Perth?
I had always planned to go back to Malaysia after I'd finished studying. But it was by mere coincidence that I ended up staying in Perth. You know, I just, as I was going to leave, I went, I think the semester before I went back, I went home for a bit of a holiday. I think it was a Christmas break. And I just went, wow, I'm going to have to live with my parents. They're going to be telling me what to do. And then I was about, I went around town thinking, oh, the traffic's terrible. I'm thinking, I really miss Perth. So, you know, I went back, I finished off the semester, and then I stayed for a little while and I worked, and then I thought, okay, I'm going to stay. So I studied again. I did a postgraduate course, and yeah, the rest is history, I guess.
So what made you stay?
I don't know, something about it. I was having a shower one day and I just thought to myself, I'm going to stay here. I really like it. Mm. You know, there wasn't any big significant factor, like, you know.
Was there romance or something? Or?
No, Hugh. No. There was no romance keeping me.
Was it something, by going back to Malaysia, though, would that have meant you would have had to be more in the closet maybe than you were over here?
I would have to be a lot more conservative. Yeah. I would have to say live with my parents. And I don't know if you know, but when you first, like, as a graduate in Malaysia, you don't get paid too much and you can't really afford to live on your own. So
you're stuck with your parents.
Yeah, and I started to get a taste of freedom and I really enjoyed it. So
what about your first job in Perth? What was that?
Okay, while I was studying, I was working at a pizza shop as a delivery driver. And when I finished studying, I got offered a job as a manager, and then, you know, I was like, okay, I'll just do this for now. And then I sort of worked my way up into, you know, becoming an HR manager, and then I was doing a bit of marketing. And
What did you actually study?
I studied media.
Okay.
So a bit of a broad field, you know, I did.
It's a bit of a difference from media to pizza.
I know, going into hospitality after doing a media and comms degree, so... but you know, I've come from a family of really good chefs and cooks, so I always enjoyed work, the hospitality work that I always would do part time while studying. So for me, it was just quite easy, actually.
Easy,
yeah.
And do you ever have any regrets that your path went down hospitality way instead of?
Oh, not at all, no. I always would involve myself in some way in media, like I would do some freelance work for an agency, or, you know, I would try and incorporate as much media work as I can in the pizza shop, like with their Facebook page or, you know, doing some advertising and things like that. So in a way, I really tried to not lose touch.
One of the things you told me, Jason, was in Malaysia, when you went to a gay club, there was very few Indians there. It was mostly Malay or Chinese. What about in Perth?
In Perth, initially when I had arrived in Perth, I felt like a minority being a foreigner. But, you know, as time progressed towards when I left, you know, the gay scene is very, very much multicultural. I have a big group of multicultural friends in Perth, you know, so... I never really felt out of place or anything. I just felt quite at home, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll come back to Jason's story very soon.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9, this is On Driven with Hugh and Mark. And our guest today is Jason, who's from Malaysia. And an Indian background. Now, Jason, before the break, we were talking about you living in Perth and everything else. One thing that we didn't actually ask you was when you decided to come out to your family, how did you do it?
Okay, Oh, it was a while ago. I think I told my sister first. I'm quite close to her. And so I just rang her up one day and I went, I have something to tell you. And she went, what? She thought I was probably doing drugs or something, which I do not. And I'm like, I'm gay. And she's like, oh, okay. So how are you? And I'm like, did she hear me? And she was like, yeah. She's like, you know, I'm just waiting for you to say something. And she's like, you're going to tell Neil, which is my other sister. And I was like, yeah, I guess I have to ring her now. And I was a bit apprehensive at first because she's a little bit more conservative. She's the proper one. And I rang her and she was like, okay, cool. You know, I was waiting for that to happen. And yeah, with my parents, I guess, I didn't really actually have a bit of a phone thing. I went traveling to Malaysia went to visit, and my ex at the time came with me, and they just knew, you know, we went out for dinner, we had a bit to drink, and it was quite obvious that we were together, and they just, you know.
So you didn't actually tell them?
I didn't actually tell them, they just sort of figured it out and went, you know, whatever, and they didn't really ask me anything about girlfriends or getting married, so it's like an understanding thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what made you come to Melbourne?
I love it here. It's so nice. It's just got such a good vibe to it. And, you know, every time that I've traveled here, I'm always like, I've got to come and live here. And now that I've been here 3 weeks, I'm just like, wow, it's great.
Yeah. So you've only been here 3 weeks?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So how do you find the gay scene in Melbourne compared with the gay scene in Paris?
Oh, it's a lot bigger. You know, like, there's so much to do, like, in terms of going out and getting involved and everything. It's just, you know, it's a bit overwhelming, actually. Mm. But
some,
it's great.
Yeah. Some people say when you're in a bigger city, it's more difficult to make friends. What's your impression of it?
I don't think that's true at all because, you know, everyone's been so nice to me. I've met so many people, and I just can't believe how friendly people are over here. And, you know, it's been good. Yeah, people in Melbourne are really, really friendly.
And what about the clubs? I mean, do you go out to the clubs here?
I've been out. I've been to a couple of them. A bit. I'm not a huge party person. But yeah, they've been really good. And, the music's quite good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So you're going to stay in Melbourne?
Yeah,
do you
for
think,
sure.
Do you think you'll end up going back to Paris? At one
no, time? I don't think so. You know, I always tell myself in 2 weeks you'll decide. And within the first week, I was like, this is great. I think I'm going to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what path are you going to go in employment here?
I've been for a few job interviews and, you know, hopefully I'll hear from some of them. Yeah. And I'm probably going to go back to towards media or, you know, where the wind takes me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've just been joined into the studio by Booty. So welcome to the studio, Booty.
Thank you.
Oh, it helps if I turn on Booty's mic.
Oh, sorry.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah. So, Booty, you've come in to tell us a bit about something going on next week.
That is correct. Next Wednesday night, on the 7th of December, the Australian Gay Lesbian GLBTIQ Multicultural Council, sorry, tongue twist, and the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre are organising a fundraising event for our two organisations. So we're going to screen a 30-minute DVD of the title is Courage Unfolds. And Courage Unfolds is a documentary on GLBTIQ activism in Asia and the implementation of the Yogyakarta principles to make sure that there's no one being discriminated on the basis of sex and gender and sexuality. So it is going to be a fun night. It is going to be held at DNM on 119 Commercial Road, Prahran. Doors open from 6:30 p.m. and we plan to screen the DVD at 7:30. Now, it is a charity function, so it's a gold coin entry and all the proceeds going to go to VAC and AGMC.
Awesome.
Wow.
So, The Courage Unfolds, what's the background of that?
Well, The Courage Unfolds, as I said, it is a documentary. So the background behind it is, I can't remember what year it was, but there was a human rights conference in Indonesia, in this town called Yogyakarta. And basically, the outcome of that conference is they produce something that is called the Yogyakarta Principles, and it is adopting the international human rights law to cover gender and sexuality, and it's all over the world, but it's been used mostly in Asia, mainly because there's quite a lot of Asian countries that do not have a law to protect GLBTIQ. Mm-hmm. So they want to make sure that it is part of the each country's law, and they want to make sure that people are not being discriminated and they are not being threatened, or they are not in under any harm from the people in the countries as well as from the governments.
So is the documentary based in Indonesia?
The documentary travels around, so its base is about Asia in general. So I think it goes from South Asia to Southeast Asia to East Asia. Not sure there's a Middle East in there. Middle East is part of Asia, but yeah, it covers different countries in Asia. And it is quite moving. So it's basically exploring the challenges that they face, GLBTIQ face in Asia, because we often take it for granted the freedom that we have here in Australia. But it's not just about talking about what the challenges that they face, but there's also celebrating what they have achieved in such a short period of time. And there's a really strong sense of community and as well as family acceptance towards the end of the documentary. I think I give it away too much, so come along and hope you have fun. So there will be the DVD screening. Now we're going to have performances by Lowres Melbourne Male Choir. They've been very kind to give us their time and their their talents in singing. Yeah. And we also are going to have prize giveaways, and there will be a few individual performers as well during the night. So
sounds like a fun night.
It will be.
And it's open to everyone?
It's open to everyone, GLBTIQ and friends and family. So open to everyone, definitely.
Okay, cool. Just tell us again where it is.
So it is going to be on Wednesday, the 7th of December, from 6:30 p.m. onwards at DNM 119 Commercial Road, Prahran.
And entry
is by gold coin donation.
Okay, so just $1 and you can get in.
Well, maybe five, but really? You
know. It's for charity, so more gold coins the better.
I thought I was the Scottish one.
And just to clarify, DNM is the old exchange.
The old exchange, yeah.
Okay, thanks, Buddy. And we'll come back very shortly.
Orange Ribbon, and you're listening to Mark and Hugh, and today we're talking to Jason, and we've just been listening to Booty. We've just had a phone call in as well from John from Elstonwick, saying he's enjoying listening to the show today, so thanks for calling in, John.
Calling in.
And of course, if you like the show that much, really, you should be signing up and becoming a member and going into the entry for the Weber BBQ, and we will... sort of, there are lots of prizes you can win. There's a few prizes. You get a Plain Jane and Plain Jim travel pack, or a beautiful chocolate gift from Melbourne's famous sweet Az, and also entry into the Weber barbecue draw.
There you go, and it's worthwhile.
It is indeed, and it keeps Hugh and I on air, if nothing else.
I don't know if that's good or bad, but. Anyway, Jason, thank you very much for coming on the show today. We did enjoy listening to your story.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And you are going to stay in Melbourne and hang around?
For sure. Love it.
Love it?
It's great, yeah.
Okay. And one question. When you came to Melbourne, did you know anyone here?
Yeah, I had my cousins, and I have a few friends, but I've made quite a few more, so yeah.
Oh, that's good. Good.
And we'll link you up with the Gage and Proud group as well now, so you can make some friends through that as well.
Exactly.
Okay, well, that's Orange Ribbon for another week. Our thanks to Jason for taking time out today to have a chat with us. Also, I'd like to thank Mason on program support on the front desk. Thank you, Mason, for your help today. Coming up next on Joy is Shannon Power with Sha Power, so stay tuned. Another great show coming up. I actually like the intro to the show, so listen for the intro. It's very interesting. First, we're coming up with the news with the beautiful Helen, who's just come into the studio. Thanks for joining Orange Ribbon today. Orange Ribbon will be back again at the same time, 4 o'clock next Saturday afternoon, with more insights into our GLBTIQ community here in Australia and, of course, around the world. From Mark.
Goodbye, and don't forget the Courage Unfolds thing next week as well.
Don't forget. Wednesday night.
Wednesday, 6:30 onwards.
Okay. And from me, Hugh, have a great week.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.